And he will stop moving forward if he turns himself off from matter. Science continued its goal because man continued to go to matter to get science. Yes. And everything else that we have of benefit in our life, we owe it to the earth and to the heavens that imparts also picture instructions to the man, to the mind of human beings. So we are the product of our mother. And our mother is firstly Mother Earth. Then we are the product also of the heavens. And the heavens taken together or seen together with the earth represents all matter. And what is all matter? Mother, again. Big Mama. Yes? All matter is Big Mama. So man has to expand his interest and expand his vision to include all matter in his interests. And then he can take health from the skies. Huh? And the scripture says, not one, but both. The scripture says, you are supplied, your needs are supplied from heaven and from earth. Your needs, speaking of all people, not one people, speaking of all people. Scripture says, I'm speaking of scripture in the total picture of scripture. For after all, our scripture, the last book for Muslims called Quran, is a continuation of scripture that was before the Quran. So scripture is one continuous movement, one continuous progression to bring home the promise so that everybody can have it in its completion. Yes, matter, Mother Earth, but then matter itself, all matter. And if we can look at the picture of natural phenomena, are all matter, and see for yourself with your own thinking, with your own mind, see its beauty, see its conversation, see its language that is important through its pictures, the picture of sun, the picture of sunlight, where it going. The sun sends its light, and it sends its light to its job, the job of energizing dead things and bringing dead things to life with the help of water and air, we know. Yes. So you know what? If you really study the physical sky, the lower sky clouds, the higher heavens of stars, you study all that, you get a great message. The clouds form. And many times they form promising good health to a dry garden or dry farmland. Huh? Yes, promising good health. And that makes the farmer so happy when he see the rain clouds gathering. Now, when they gather now, the sun is not going to be out. The sun is not going to be out. The clouds are forming, and he's so happy. The lower heavens is promising relief to his dry land. Huh? Yes. Yes. And sometimes the same picture promises bad times, storms, loss of life, etc. But if you read the whole, if you read not just Mother Earth, but you read Mother Matter, you know in bad times that what I'm seeing is not really an absence of the sun. The sun is still where it always it was intended to be. It's there, but this disturbance is blocking my view. The sun is still on time, rising and setting, shining and producing energy for life and production, even while this trouble is hanging overhead. Yes. So if you read it that way, you'll have the patience to survive the time of trouble, to see another time of great hope. See, this is what we need to give to our children, to our young generation, so that the world doesn't crush them. The world doesn't kill hope in them. They live and they have confidence, even when the White House is upset. Even when the government is clouding up the view. The clouds are forming from the White House and clouding up our view. And we are saying, oh, this is a bad time. Yes, it is. But with the right view on matter, Mother Earth and Mother Matter, with the right view on that, you can endure. You can even be happy when everything else is sad. You can be happy because you know it's just a matter of time when the clouds are going to disappear. The trouble is going to go away, and it's going to be a bright, sunny day of hope and production again. So don't underestimate the handiworks of the Creator. He writes a script bigger than anybody's holy book. And if you can read it, you will have life eternity. Life eternal. Yes, you don't have to die in one generation. Pass that hope to your children, and they will, and your life will continue in them. Not just your biological life, but your spiritual life will continue in your children. Your rational life will continue in your children. Your vision for the future will be continued in your children. And that's how communities under God thrive and survive all the troubles that man can produce. And that generation keeps the covenant. They keep the covenant. They keep the contract with God, the Maker. And they outlive the devil even. Yes, they outlive the devil. The devil have to set. He has to go down, get out of the picture. Live to put the devil to rest. I'm telling you. Yes, so we should look at what man is doing when we are miserable and question him. He's not God. And his works is not the bigger work. His work is a smaller work. The bigger work is the Mother Matter, the universe. And some of us, we talk about getting our crown of stars. Yes, get my crown of stars. And we don't know what we're talking about. Crown of stars don't mean something physical, some trinket that you're going to wear on your head physically. as a cap or a hat or something. Crown of stars mean that the great wisdom on high that reveals to man by picture language how he should order his own world down here. Don't try to have one light. The higher knowledge is the knowledge of the higher sky or the higher heavens. The sun is one light. Don't try to have one light, but have many lights. See the bigger picture. See how many big suns, like our sun, are distance away. And we can't see them except at night with the help of telescopes sometimes. But we can see them visibly with our eyes. We can't understand them all the time. And they are big stars with their families. And they are moving in the heavens or in matter space, just like our sun. So matter space accommodates many great leaders with their following. So don't be selfish. Want to have one leader, and that's you. You want to be the only leader? No. To have the bigger picture and the bigger world. And the bigger rewards, we have to welcome every qualified son, every qualified leader. Come on and let us work together. Let us be one matter system. And let us serve life here and hereafter. That's the way we should be. I don't know what you call God, but whatever made Mother Matter, made Mother Matter to mother all of us, to nourish the mind, spirit, and soul of all of us, and grow us up, and prepare us to be grown-ups in her system, working with the best of the people. And respecting the rights of every qualified person to have their own environment, to have their own place, to have their own freedom of movement, to move their own following. As long as we conform to the overriding system. Created by the one bigger than it all. Allahu Akbar. You said it, brother. You said it. God is bigger. Yes, God is bigger. Yes. Now, you know, we are looking at these little small jobs we got down here to do. And we are just bumping heads and stumbling over each other and setting each other back. Sometimes accidentally, sometimes on purpose. Yes. And we think we got something going. These things, not even big as ants. Yeah, but that kind of work is a smaller work than the work of ants. And they're small. Sometimes you can't even see them. But my eye is dimming a little bit, you know. I have to look close to see an ant crawling on the sidewalk now, especially if it's a small one. And I remember I used to see them from a distance before I even got to them. See a little small ant crawling. Yes. But those little ants, they got a bigger world than petty people backbiting, backstabbing, scheming to get over ahead and over somebody else. That is too ridiculous to tolerate. We shouldn't tolerate that from each other. We're supposed to be each other's friend. We're supposed to be each other's brother and sister. When we see someone behaving like a night creature crawling on the earth, we should tell them, lift yourself up, brother. Lift yourself up, sister. That mind you got has reduced you to a little night creature crawling around on the earth. Yes. And this is another thing that we should observe, that how the picture language of Mother Matter reaches us. Have you noticed that most things that live under the ground, they are not so attractive? When you look at them, they look dull. They don't have bright looking life. They look dull. Now also on the desert. And there's some people who wants to be great leaders, but they don't want us to have the garden. They want to keep life a desert. They don't produce any beauty on the land. They are not interested in beautifying the ground, beautifying the land. They're like a desert. Few flowers scattered about. You have to go for miles and miles just to find a beautiful flower. And when you find it, it's beautiful. It's really beautiful. And I'm telling you, if you can survive on this desert that they create for us, you beautiful. You are really beautiful. But you don't find it in abundance. You don't find the big tree of flowers. You don't find the big bush of flowers. It's a little dainty thing, very small. But God has favored it to survive. The greed, the selfishness of persons who just rather see nothing than to have people share in it. Huh? So we have people right among us who are working hard to keep our environment a desert. Now, how do you expect for them to look when you find them? How are they going to look to a believer? They're going to look like a creeper, a critter, living under a rock, and coming out because they're ashamed of how bad they look. They come out, sneak out. And when they get out, they run real fast to hurry up and get back up under the rock because they're ashamed of this old dull look that they got, this old fleshless look that they got, this old beauty void look that they got. So they coming out, they were ashamed of the way they look. They just run out of the rock, and then they think it's clear. They run off from under the rock, run and grab something, and run right back up under the rock. Not only animal creatures or insects, but also the plants that grow up. This thing grew up in the desert, and it looks unattractive. You don't want to embrace it. You don't want to take it in your hands and hug it. You don't want to put it in your hair, sister, stick it in your hair like you do those nice little flowers. You don't want to stick it in there. It might prick your skin and bring blood. Thorns and thistles. Huh? That's that barren land producing thorns and thistles. This is what Mother Matter speaking. Mother Matter talking. It ain't just out there to exist. God made the world to speak to the mind and open the mind for bigger pictures and equip the mind for better futures. Yes. So believe me, it's time to wake up, come out of your confusion, stop glorifying man, and look at Mother Earth, and look at the bigger mother, Big Mama, Mother Matter. And I'm going to bring this broadcast, this first Sunday broadcast, to a conclusion, wishing you all God's blessings, wishing you all freedom, but the freedom to go where Mother Matter invites us to go. Not the freedom to go to that brings life down, makes life indecent, weak, and inferior, and keep the communities stale, static, non-productive. We thank God for this day, and thank God for this freedom to reach you by way of broadcast and radio. And we appreciate all of you who have made efforts to open more opportunities for us to speak on more stations and reach more people in these great United States. We thank you very much. May God give you rewards forever for your good work. And may you work together as brothers and sisters and be in the big picture. And don't let yourself, your own works, reduce you to a little small, unattractive thing. And lastly, we know that it costs money. We appreciate your efforts you are making to raise funds to finance the Sunday broadcast, the first Sunday of the month broadcast. We appreciate all of you. And the Moss Cares is always here. We will also dispense some funds when needed or when the business people can't provide for this need. We are prepared also to make funds. So don't give up. Keep your faith and don't let the nasty and inhuman world kill your spirit. Peace be unto you. Assalamu alaikum.
For more on the ministry of Imam W. Dean Muhammad, I'll write Ministry of W. Dean Muhammad, 1-708-798-6750. I'll write Ministry of Imam W. Dean Muhammad, Post Office Box 1061, Calumet City, Illinois, 60409. For Muslim Journal, see local distributors. And thanks for listening.